To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What happened with the groin? Was there a setback, or was it, did something happen while he was practicing that re-injured it? Or, and I guess, why not put him on IR before this point?
Yeah, well, I would say it wasn't a setback. It just hasn't responded, you know, quite the way that it needs to. So I wouldn't call it a setback. Hindsight's 20/20. And I think the main thing is, man, we're going to get him right. That's the ultimate goal, to get there. So we know that means 4 more weeks. And the guy's working incredibly hard at it. And so we want to make sure hit all the marks that we can with him.
So you remember all that stuff we were saying late last week about Noah Brown possibly coming back to take on the Bears, very likely being able to help against Dallas based on how things were trending? Never mind.
Nope.
Injured reserve and out for the next 4 games, which is a quarter of a football season, which is added to him having not played since he got hurt during the Green Bay game. Had he have gone on IR right then and right there, he'd be eligible to come off injured reserve in a week. And maybe he could. Who knows? But because the groin has not responded, because they don't want to push it, because they don't want to continue to burn a roster spot, they're now placing him on IR, and there is no retroactive installment like there is in baseball. So 4 weeks without him starting right now, and you've got arguably your toughest 4-game stretch on your slate beginning this week, with a really good Dallas Cowboys offense in their building. And this is the easiest of the 4 games as a division rival who you struggle with.
That's right.
As we welcome you back, though, on Grant and Danny here on The Fan, I'll direct you to our 106.7 The Fan Twitter poll, Metropolitan Moving and Storage, where we're asking you about your confidence level in the Commanders making the playoffs. We'll hit that a little bit later on in the show, but go vote. We will respond to some of those numbers later on. Danny, on the phones right now, the question, 800-636-1067. What are your thoughts on Noah Brown to injured reserve and how they've handled the receiver position coming in with just 5 on the original 53-man roster, one of whom was oft-injured Brown, one of whom was oft-injured Samuel, who's banged up right now, and one of whom, McLaurin, had done pretty much nothing all summer?
Yeah, I didn't like it last year, and I really didn't like it this year, especially the McLaurin point, right? The fear that I had, that I was screaming about, you know, like a lot of people were, is I understand you want more money. I get it. This is a miserable league and it's unfair in a lot of ways. Get what you can get until the clock turns to this season. And he held out too long and now he's hurt, and his chance to have a great season, I think, is slipping by, sort of drifting away like Wilson in, to Tom Hanks' character in Castaway. And that affects everybody, because that receiver room without him isn't very good. It's unproven. Right? Their actions tell you they don't want Luke McCaffrey on the field a ton, getting a ton of targets. He only played 30% of snaps the other day, even with all the injuries around him. In one receiver sets, it was Chris Moore, who, again, with all due respect, is not very good. He dropped passes in training camp, preseason, and has a drop each of the last couple of weeks to go with a couple of nice plays here and there. It's not his fault he's Chris Moore. It's their fault that that's the assembled group. They don't trust Jalen Lane yet. Should they? That's a great conversation. Maybe it's time to. If you're not going to say, let's go play the kids, then you need an answer that's ready. And that's not Ja'Cory Brooks, with all due respect. That's not Tame Martin. That's somebody bona fide, because that's where your, preferences have shown through. You don't believe in your young kids yet. That's your right. That's your prerogative. If that's the case, then that can't be the option.
So for me, I don't take great issue with the receiver position. I am surprised by how they built it. I found it curious, and I thought their confidence in the group that they had to only go with five with some of the question marks we've talked about, that confidence was probably unfounded. But it's important to remember that they paid Deebo Samuel about $20 million a year this offseason. So when you go out
That's true.
And you pay Deebo $20 million, how many teams made a bigger commitment financially to bring in a wide receiver weapon this year than Washington? A couple?
It's literally two. So Cooper Kupp, multiple years, and Devontae
Adams.
But I
mean over a one-year deal.
Very little, yeah.
On a cap number this year, that might have been the biggest splash anybody made at the position.
Yeah, it's Rams and Devontae Adams one and Washington two with Deebo. Yep.
So you've got that, and then they paid Terry McLaurin. Now, they did a great job winning that negotiation, and he's only getting a one-year extension. But it's not like they just – you're acting as if, to some extent, they just sat on their hands and were like, well, we're fine at receiver. They paid Terry. They paid Deebo Samuel. By the way, you drafted Luke McCaffrey in the third round last year. I'm not in the business of just getting excited to block him. You drafted Jalen Lane in the fourth round this year. You'd like to see that guy play. So there's four guys you're counting on. You brought Noah Brown back, hoping he could stay healthy. He was a really, really good fit in what you do if he's on the field. So I actually think I get where they were coming from. I would have liked to have seen one more veteran, but I'm not going to be worked into a lather because I don't think it would have changed much. They're the number six offense in the league. They're running the ball really, really well. Debo's been awesome. Luke's been impactful. Lane has made plays when given chances. Moore is certainly inconsistent and puts the ball on the ground too much, but he's helped. Had a big touchdown catch this past week as well. So it's not like we're scratching our heads on Mondays after these losses going, damn, this receiver room is terrible. Or it's like San Francisco where they're signing a guy Wednesday and playing him. That hasn't happened. All the guys catching balls, getting targets, have been practicing since day one with the first team at training camp. But the Noah Brown thing is maddening because they decided, yeah, we know he's hurt all the time, but let's bring him back and try it one more time. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. What do you make of the news today? Brown to IR.
Hi, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I think that it's one of those things where you look at the receiver room, and I think a lot of the blame kind of goes on the front office there, is because you're expecting everybody to be, you're requiring everybody to be healthy. You're requiring Deebo, Terry, Noah, I mean, all these guys to be healthy, because if not, you know, you say next man up, but your next man up are punt returners and kick returners who have done well, and they're doing, you know, good things, but it just seems like a flimsy or at least weak, way of just putting things together. None of it is on Noah Brown. He's just, you can't, completely rely on him.
Appreciate you. I mean, I would ask, how much do you want to invest in the position when you've paid McLaurin $30 million a year AAV, and now you brought in Deebo at almost 20?
That is a fair question. And my response to that is, then I need the faders turned way up somewhere else. And they didn't really do that either.
Like, different conversation, but that's fine.
Right, I guess that's really my frustration is, why not have a great group? Why not have something somewhere where you go, there's your decided advantage. And if you don't want to spend more than you have to at receiver, that's fine. You know, what else could you have done at corner or safety or a defensive end spot in free agency or via trade or whatever? And I guess that's more my frustration is, it's just, we'll do a little bit here. We'll do a little bit here. But my view on the receiver spot, you're right about the salary cap allocations and going to get Deebo. I guess my frustration or my thought going, I'm sitting there going, Terry McLaurin's not going to be himself for a while, and you're counting on Noah Brown to play a bunch of games. Other than that, it's a bunch of what? And we're left with what? There's a lot more what than there should be for a team that's got NFC Championship aspirations.
Let's go to Zeke in Southeast on Grant and Danny. What's up, Zeke? How are you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Love your show.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I don't think we were losing much with Noah because he's always injury prone. So, but my question is, I don't know, understand why Kingsbury does not use Lane as a D threat. Lane has the same, actually a better 40 than Terry, but I never see him use. He should be a deep threat on almost every play. That will open up the offense and let our receivers get, behind the, because we never even try him. And I think that's the problem, because everybody's stacking the box because they know we run well, but we have to have a deep threat. So why do you think they're not using Lane as a deep threat? Forget about his college career.
Yeah, this is about 15 minutes ago, and we talked about it yesterday. I don't really get it.
There's something we don't know. I don't know what that is, obviously.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it seems like maybe it's a trust thing or just you got to earn it. Like, for whatever reason, for about a month, Jacory Kroski-Merritt was getting a handful of carries. And then it just, one day, became that he's going to get 95% of the carries, yeah. Right?
Now you're ready for 17.
They just graduated him. They said, you know, all those fears and anxieties and nerves we had about you in pass pro, not anymore. Now you're going to get all of the touches. And so I don't know what that, like, mystery thing is sometimes where I've got to see it, I've got to know. It's based on practice or what he's doing in the building. But I would have him out there more because speed threatens defenses. And just being able to push vertically down the field changes how you guard everybody else defensively in the secondary. And I don't even care if he's targeted on some of the, like, running posts or nine routes or whatever. You're just run for love of the game stuff, and it takes a defender and maybe a safety occasionally away. And now it's a math equation everywhere else where you might get man coverage for Zach Ertz on one of those square ends or the things he likes to run where he beats people in the middle of the field for 7 or 10 yards on a 3rd and 6.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't think it's a pass protection thing because they've been very solid in that area. And so I don't think they're taking deep shots off the board because of that, as an example. By the way, the Commanders right now, the 8th biggest commitment to the wide receiver position in the entire NFL. The Bengals are in their own stratosphere.
Sure, they reset every market.
Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins both got paid. But among the rest of the teams in the league, Washington, 8th overall, 7th non-Bengals among paying the receiver position. The big problem for them is two of their top three guys got hurt. And if you take two of the top three guys off of any receiver room, it gets bad quick. Now, the argument you could make for Washington was one of those guys didn't practice all summer, so he's more likely to get hurt. And the other guy gets hurt almost all the time. Let's go to Disco and Laurel. What's up, Disco?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A couple of points, and both of you all made some really great points. One, it's not so much the and Grant, you made a point about, you know, they won the offseason. I don't even care. That's another issue. Could they have gotten the same deal done with Terry without all of this? That's a whole different issue. But my issue with the wide receivers, one, is the preparation. They weren't prepared correctly. Where I think Adam Peters made his mistake was the minute that Noah Brown was not able to practice in camp, they should have gotten a replacement. That's the mistake. They kept thinking that he was going to come out of training camp and be able to play. They didn't act soon enough. The second thing is, when you look at guys like Lane and McCaffrey, I said this, I went to every preseason game. I said Luke McCaffrey practiced every day in camp. He played in every preseason game. He played on special teams in preseason, and he got all the snaps. Now look at, guess what? He's one of the up-and-coming stars that we have. So the mistake was not going out to get someone at the end of training camp for Noah Brown, and the way the wide receivers have been prepared was not very good. And the whole Terry situation, there were no winners. This was on Peters, and this was on Terry. And guess where we are now? Thank you.
Appreciate you, dude.
Thanks, Disco. I think it's a great point. When I say they won the negotiation financially, they made out.
Right.
I mean, they basically gave him a one-year extension. They can get out of the deal after next year. But, yeah, it cost them pretty obviously. As we've seen, he's still not back on the field. We're assuming he will be against Dallas, just like we were assuming Noah Brown would be against Dallas.
Yeah, seriously.
Now, it should be noted that Dan Quinn did say today he will practice this week, which had not happened at all as of last week.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.